You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
What can you tell us, Noah? Welcome to a second date update in our show, by the way. But what can you tell us about Allison?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. So, Allison and I, we really hit it off. You know, we met on a dating app, and then we had a fun dinner. You know, I made her fondue, but I haven't really heard from her since.
Allison then came over, obviously, to your place on that first date, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, fondue. That's a new one.
I like it, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because we think we put the fun in fondue when PT and I go out for fun. Anyway, but the thing is, you can really talk about the food and stuff and just trying different things. And it's I think it's a great first date.
Yeah.
So she came to your place. So tell us more about that.
Yeah. And it was awesome. You know, it was a weeknight. She did have to go home early, but she did tell me, that beforehand. But mm-hmm. I mean, everything seemed to go well. You know, we shared, there was like three or four dips, lots of different options to dip in it. So like you said, it was really, really nice.
Cool. How long ago was this?
It was about 2 weeks, And, you know, she even sent me a thank you. And I asked if she'd go out, she'd like to go out for a drink and a movie. Yeah. But I never heard back.
Nothing back. Could it possibly be the food you prepared, Noah? I mean, do your friends, have you made it for your friends and family before?
Oh, no, yeah. I've ran it past my family and friends. Like, I'm kind of famous for it.
And anything else that could have happened that night, you know, that could be a reason she hasn't messaged you?
Well, I mean, you know, like, my divorce isn't quite finalized, but it's really close. And I honestly, I do have it on my profile, so she is aware of it. So, like, you know, that was just out there up front, so I wasn't like hiding it or anything.
So you started dating even though your divorce isn't quite finalized?
Yeah, we did. There's like the final paperwork and everything that needs to go through.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Okay.
All right. So it's not your cooking. Couldn't be your divorce. Hopefully not, because you were forthcoming about that. We're going to call Allison. Find out what it might be. If she agrees, if she answers, agrees to come on, we'll get some answers for you. Hopefully cross your fingers, Noah, lead you to a second date. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Hello?
Allison?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Allison. Please don't hang up. And good morning. It's Thunder and PT. It's not a sales call or a spam call. We co-host a morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Could we talk to you for a moment about a guy you went out with a couple weeks ago?
I guess.
Okay.
We're on the radio right now. We do have to tell you that.
This
we're
is
on
a,
the air.
Yeah, this is about Noah. And he can't figure out why you haven't gotten back to him. You went over to his place for fondue. You met on a dating app. And so he called us, or actually messaged us, to call you and see what you have to say about maybe going out again?
Wow. So, yeah, I guess you could say we're just on different timelines. That's basically it.
And Allison, Noah had told us that he is getting divorced, but so is that what you're referring to, being on different timelines?
Yeah, but I think he's just dating to find like an instant wife to just plug in and start a family with, like yesterday. So that's what the issue is.
Instant wife.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
So, for instance, he moved into a new house. It's a 4-bedroom. It's a beautiful house. And after dinner, he was showing me like where he would set up the swing set. And, you know, he's turning his walk-in closet that's in the master bedroom into a nursery. So I just thought that was real weird for a first date.
Really?
And I felt just uncomfortable and suffocated.
And Allison,
your profile says you want to have a family.
Come on.
Yeah, Noah is... I'm sorry, Allison, we didn't... With all that going on, we didn't forgot to tell you that Noah's actually listening in right now. Do you mind if we just kind of patch him through?
We're here already, so okay. Yeah, let's just get this over with.
Yeah, but honestly, like, you should feel lucky to be real. I mean, like, I live in a good school district, like, shopping and, like, excellent pre-K are just a few minutes away, and there's a lot of young, fun moms in the neighborhood for you to be friends with. Like,
wow.
It's really a great situation.
I should feel lucky that I went out with a crazy person? No. Like, you're crazy. Do you not hear sound? You don't even...
I'm crazy. I'm a planner, and like I thought of everything. Okay,
well, no,
really, I understand your ex-wife. You know, is your ex because she didn't want kids and you did, but that doesn't mean you just get to like throw someone and you don't even know like into your situation. That's ideal. Like it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry, it's creepy.
Look, I'm gonna be straightforward. Like after 26, you're going downhill. Like from a reproductive standpoint.
Wow.
So, like the sooner you have kids, like the better.
You don't have kids already.
Right now, you don't.
And so, this is about starting the foundation for a new life for yourself that would involve a woman who would become not only your wife but mother to your children.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. I'm my own person. I'm not a replacement. You're a jerk. I can't believe you just said what you said. I'm out.
Okay, I think we lost.
Allison,
are you there? She's gone. Okay. All right, so here's the thing, Noah. I think it comes across, as she said, I think that it's a perfect word, is even though I understand your heart is in the right place, you want to get your life started, you think you're falling behind or you want to keep up or you just want to get this part of your life going, but Allison said it perfectly when she said she felt suffocated.
Man, she seemed like the one, you know? Like, she's so perfect.
Okay, hang on a second, Noah. I mean, if you listen to what you're saying, you know, it's coming across and coming on, like, super strong, man. So, like, even if you're really into her, like, I just think that you gotta maybe just slow the roll a little bit and get to know somebody first.
Yeah.
It's like, like baby steps. Like you can't just jump to marriage and family and kids without really kind of getting to know somebody first.
I mean, she said she was ready for marriage.
Yeah, but, and I'm sure there are some women who would love to become a mom, but I think most people would want to either be man and or wife first and take it slow and one step at a time.
So it sounds like I do, like, maybe wait till, like, second date for nursery.
Yeah. Listen, Noah, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe rethink.
Let them bring up the nursery conversation.
Yes.
Let them say, hey, like, man, this would be a great spot for the nursery. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. Yeah.
And then open the doors and said, you knew that. That you wanted a nursery for our future children that aren't here yet. And here it is. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Listen, Noah, you sound like a really good guy, but you don't want to scare him away on the first date.
Okay.
All right. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
If there's any ladies listening right now that are ready to start tomorrow.
And we want to thank you for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.